Good evening, everyone. I call the March 6, 2023 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister.
Here.
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Mr. Gephardt.
Here.
Mr. Howe.
Here.
Mr. Lattiser.
Here.
Mr. McElroy.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you. Councilman Gephardt, would you like to introduce our guests that are going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening?
Sure. You guys can come right down to the podium. So tonight, joining us for the Pledge of Allegiance is the Warwick Power Wrestling Club. My son had the great pleasure of wrestling with them this season. It was an incredible experience. It's an incredible amount of time put in by the coaches and by all the kids. And thank you guys for coming tonight. So without further ado.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Coach, can you introduce yourself and everybody that's here tonight?
Good evening, folks. I'm Jonathan George, the incoming commissioner for the Warwick Police Athletic League wrestling team. We have Coach Guy Monez. He's the outgoing commissioner.
Guy Monez, assistant or co-head coach and Warwick Power Wrestling commissioner. This is my last year. I'm turning over to John. So.
And here we have
Austin.
Austin's one of our star wrestlers. He wrestles with Councilman Garrett's son as well. We just wanted to come out tonight and show our appreciation here to the city for the support for the Warwick Police Athletic League. It means a great deal to these young folks. We really appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. And Austin, you did a great job. Very impressive.
Nice job, Austin.
We'll now move to general communications. This is for announcements of congratulations, condolences, our community events. I have two announcements to make. The first announcement is at our next City Council meeting on March 20th at 5 p.m. at the Finance Committee, the city's actuary will be here to present to the Finance Committee. That will start at 5 p.m. at the start of the Finance Committee meeting. That's on our next meeting, which is March 20th. And on March 22nd, from 4 to 7, the City of Warwick will be hosting a small business summit. This is going to be hosted by the Central Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce, the City of Warwick. There's going to be federal, state, and local agencies all available to meet with business owners, small business owners, anybody that's looking to do business here in Warwick or in the state of Rhode Island. It's going to be a great resource. This is going to be at the Sawtooth Building. It's from 4 to 7. There will be booths set up for individuals to meet with, and they will also have some workshops going on in the community room, different speakers. So look for, I believe that they're going to start sending out the information and the speakers soon, and we'll post that on the City Council's website. But all are invited, and it's a small business summit on March 22nd from 4 to 7. I know this is something dear to Councilwoman Travis. She's been talking about hosting one of these for a long time, so we're excited to see that's going to happen here in Warwick. Are there any members of the council that have anything under general communications at this time? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to executive communications. There are none. I'm looking for the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on February 6th. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You can't second. Councilman McElroy is going to second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And one abstention, Councilman Foley. I'm looking for acceptance of the minutes on the February 27th council meeting. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman McElroy. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Councilman Gephardt is abstaining. All right. At this time, we will move back into committees. And we will go back into Intergovernmental Committee. Thank you.
It is now 7:09 and the Intergovernmental Committee is back in session. We are still on the second item on the agenda. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to give Councilman Lattiser a thank you for his positive words on the resolution and answer his valid questions. The first one is RIAC did request we show support for funding of this berm as it was not in the original plan. It is on their blueprints. It's in the planning. However, to get funding, which is not necessarily a grant, to get the funding from the FAA, they want to show that the city supports this. They want to show that we're behind in requesting this to happen, which will definitely be, and this council approving this will definitely be a strong voice in support of that for the residents in that area. And also, Councilman, just please understand, I agree with what you're saying about you would like a RIAC, but this was a resolution that I wrote on behalf of my constituents. So I did not extend an invite. I did not ask RIAC. I felt this was something that we as a city have a voice on and we as a council, but all your entire statement and your points are very well taken. And I do want to say that recently, with the support of Mayor Bocozzi and the constant follow-up, the support of the council president who were very supportive in insisting this meeting happen, I have to give credit where credit is due. And RIAC shows up with their entire staff. And when we have the meetings, we also show up with the planning department. And we have an agenda and we go over each item. And the communication has increased greatly. And sometimes there's some hot discussion and sometimes there's some understanding. But the communication is unlike, and I say this with 100% truthfulness, it's unlike anything I've experienced, not in the years that you've committed to the city or the councilwoman committed to the city, but in the last, I'd have to say, year and a half. We've consistently met every month, and as the council president says, we meet 1 month at RIAC, and we meet 1 month at the Sawtooth, and we split that so in case there's anything we need to visually see or discuss, we're right there to discuss it. So I just wanted to answer that, and thank you so much, Councilman, for your questions. Thank you, Chairman, for that opportunity.
Any other questions from the council? Any other questions or comments from the public?
My name is Richard Langseth of Budlong Farm Road in Warwick, and I'd like to read into the record the contract that RIAC has with its developers to build the berm. It's contract number 33450. And in the contract, it says, point number five, assume roadway rights of way will be abandoned prior to the construction. So I appreciate your meeting with RIAC. However, we need to be far more open with these RIAC meetings. Apparently, planning is involved in these meetings. We need to be able to get the records for all these meetings. If I file an APRA, I expect to see everything. I expect to see the plans. I expect to see the memos. I expect to see all of it, because this is a real surprise to me and to a lot of other people that the city of Warwick is meeting as a formal body with staff and with council members. It needs to be an open process. I hope everybody agrees with that. The berm does not go just north of Strawberry Field Road. The berm goes across Strawberry Field Road. It goes to the west of Fieldview Drive for about 900 feet, and then it crosses Murray Street. As you can see from the documents, they are going across the road. Now, it's okay to have the resolution. However, I believe it's a little bit early. We're in the middle of an environment assessment. The city needs to keep its powder dry. It needs to look at the environment assessment, see what's in it, and then make a decision. What's happening now is RIAC and a lot of other airports, by the way, are attempting to jump the gun on environment assessments. They're trying to get city councils and town councils and whatever to agree to stuff before the environment assessment comes out. That's totally inappropriate. And in fact, it's probably ruining the project because people like me can go to the feds and say, okay, RIAC went to the city before the environment assessment came out. RIAC got the city to agree to the parts of the environment assessment that they knew were controversial. And it just poisons the whole process. I mean, it is just absolutely unbelievable that the RIAC would be going to the city of Warwick and asking them to approve the environment assessment before the environment assessment's published. And by the way, it's late. It was supposed to be available the 1st of March. And there's some hiccup with this because I think that possibly the Federal Aviation Administration is having problems of its own with this. So we really shouldn't be jumping the gun on this. Now, what I noticed from Mr. Howe was discussion of the noise. And then Mr. Lattiser said, the planes take off at 5 o'clock in the morning, and anything that would help the noise situation would be great. This isn't going to help the noise situation at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's only going to make it worse, because what we're talking about is expanding the airport to be an air freight facility. Now, RIAC will tell you that they're only going to have 7 planes a day rather than 5 planes a day. But if you look at their master plan, it's 20 planes a day or 30 planes a day. You know, Federal Express is paying for, there's a question about the funding. They are going to borrow $70 million, the Rhode Island Airport Corporation, to fund this project. And it's going to be a special facility bond, very much like the train station. They have a big problem with the train station. It goes $2 to $3 million a year in debt because they can't develop enough business from the train station to cover the bond. Now they want to borrow $70 million more. Oh, that's okay. It just means we're going to have to pay a whole lot more for our airline tickets. You know, the money is there. That's not going to be a problem because the environment assessment is going to say we need the berm. So they're not, you know, it's not a question of funding at all. Then we talk about pollution. As Mr. Howe said, this thing might help with the pollution. There's no way this is going to help with the pollution.
Mr. Chairman, if I can clear, I did not say it would help with pollution. I said it would help the residents, which is what this resolution is. Mr. Langstroth, I'm just saying it's going to help with the residents on that area. I said nothing about resolution. I certainly don't indicate, I didn't indicate that it would reduce noise. It protects the residents as another barrier for those residents on that street.
Well, and all due respect, sir, we have to look at the tape. And if we listen to the tape, I think we'll hear about pollution. We need to wait until the environment assessment is done. It's very, very important. We need to have RIAC at these meetings so that we can ask questions of RIAC. We need the city staff to stand up. Apparently, the city staff went to the meeting. So I would suggest that Mr. Kravitz become available so that I can ask some questions.
You can ask any questions that you like, sir. This is your time. You have about 5 minutes left.
Okay, thank you very much. Could Mr. Kravitz come in and express what happened at the last meeting?
Just a good evening, Director. Just make sure we're going to keep any comments related to just this particular resolution that is before us.
Right, Tom Kravitz, the City Planning Director. What happened at the last meeting where the RIAC officials expressed to Councilman Howell, myself, Dan Geegan, that it would be desirable to put a letter in to RIAC officials and adopt a resolution to help the FAA understand the importance of this wall and that it'd be critical to the project.
Thank you. Did they say anything about the fact they're going to build a wall, whether or not the city council passes the resolution?
No.
Okay. Well, there are other people with questions. I just urge you folks to take extreme caution with this resolution. There is a federal process. That's the NEPA process. We need to follow the NEPA process. For RIAC to be jumping in front of the NEPA process should be an alarm. The bells should go off. If we were having this discussion once the environment assessment were published, it would be different. If you look at the resolution, it talks about dropping noise levels for 5 decibels. Well, in order to have that comment, they have to have the noise study. I would think that if they had a noise study, which I know they have, they would be here to discuss it. You can't have a city council resolution based upon a fact and not have the fact presenter here to present it. That's ridiculous. So you really need to, maybe you should postpone this so that the noise guy can come by to explain that barrier only works for about 50 feet, by the way. It probably won't even work for the houses this targeted for. These noise barriers work if you're standing under them. It doesn't work if you're 100 feet away. So all those people on Palace Avenue and all those places, they're not going to be protected by this. They simply are not. And then the question is, where is the berm? We don't even know where the berm goes. I know where the berm goes. It's right here. You folks should have that document right in front of you. Oh, the berm just doesn't go down Strawberry Field Road. Oh, no. It goes all the way down to Murray Street, if anybody knows where that is. And that's about 1,000 feet south of Strawberry Field Road. So I think if you vote on it tonight, you're going to vote on it with a lack of knowledge. And you really should postpone this to get more information. Thank you very much.
Good evening, members of the committee, Mr. Chairman, members of the City Council are sitting on the sidelines, members of the public who are here. I'm glad Mr. Kravitz is here. I'm also very glad that John Howell is here as one of the best journalists in the state. For the record, my name is Michael Zaram, 139 Northampton Street, Warwick, Rhode Island. For the record, and I would like this to be reflected in the minutes, I'm a former member of the TF Green Air Quality Committee. I've studied air quality around this airport for more than 10 years. I'm also a former member of the Work Selection Committee for Aviation Special Counsel, which I don't believe the City Council has anymore. And I'm going to tell you in a minute why that's an extreme concern of mine. I'm also a former member of a Study Resource Committee, which is a former master plan committee that prior to the airport's current CEO, there was a master plan committee of people from each neighborhood. And we had meetings all around the city to get input from people who live here in the residents, not private meetings, but public meetings at the library where people were allowed to circle maps about their concerns and stuff. I'm going to ask tonight, I'm going to get to the point, and if some of my comments could be handed out to the people on the committee and made part of the record, as I'm going to ask that this be continued, this resolution be continued until after the environmental assessment is completed. I also want to know for the record that several people in here noted that they were in favor of this before hearing from the public, and that would prejudice anybody else's decision. I also would like to know if at this point the city council has retained somebody that specializes in FAA administrative law so that due diligence could be directed at somebody who is an expert, which I don't believe, Mr. Howe. I believe you're trying here, but I think what Mr. Howe is suggesting is off the mark, and I want to make a few comments as to why. So now I'm asking in one of my comments is a solution to keep things above board so people can fully do their due diligence is that this resolution be continued till after the environmental assessment, which goes in several steps. There'll be a draft, then there'll be public comment. And until that's done, you really don't have public comment because the public hasn't been disclosed to the public. That's the purpose of the environmental assessment, not a privately held meeting. After people make comment on that draft environmental assessment, it'll go back and the FAA looks through it, reviews it, makes corrections. They'll come out with a final environmental assessment. Then they'll come out with a decision after looking at alternatives if this air freight terminal proposed is even going to go on Strawberry Field Road or is it going to stay north near Airport Road. There are several alternatives in there. Until that's done, this is putting the cart before the horse. Now, when I spoke with the person, the attorney this afternoon, who was formerly retained by this city council, or the former city council, he said the same thing I did before I said it, that this is putting the cart before the horse. This is actually a tactic used by airport operators to circumvent what I know there's a problem, in this case, either noise or air toxics or traffic. Because if this passes tonight, the city council will allow the airport corporation to exclude it from the environmental assessment and say it's already been addressed here. It's a pretty sleazy tactic. Now, I want to make a few other comments about the airport. They used to be quite open. The current CEO goes out of his way to tell employees not to talk to members of the public anymore. There is no more transparency, and that's an issue. As far as the ordinance itself, when I look at it, I don't think it's factually correct. It talks about a noise study. Now, when I last met with people from the Airport Corporation, I met with their noise specialist, HMMH, who is the same consultant that actually drafted the Airport Noise Capacity Act. I asked them a question. Are you going to do a noise study for the air freight terminal that compares projected noise levels with the city noise ordinance? And they said no. So what's in this ordinance is useless. It skirts around the issue of how the noise will impact that neighborhood. I also, 3 weeks ago, spoke with people in the FAA New England region, and they did tell me they had no intention of funding the berm or the air freight terminal, that their funding would be limited to the tarmac. The reason why is, in part, they felt that a freight terminal this size is too close to the East Coast and would be better located somewhere more centrally in New England.
Excuse me, Mr. Zarum, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Zarum, Chairman. I don't take issue with what Mr. Zarum's saying, but I have concern that he's actually quoting people from an agency. I have concern that he's saying he's given answers that are, you know, he's giving information. I could be off base on this, so respect.
Mr. Zarum,
I'm sorry, I'm speaking to the chairman. I'm speaking to the chairman.
I was speaking.
You're absolutely right, and what I'm asking the chairman is, if the gentleman is going to speak, Mr. Zarum is going to speak against this idea, I completely understand and respect that. I'm having a little issue of him quoting agencies that did not submit any type of documentation or reach out for this sponsorship. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Howell. You made my point is that the information from the agency, being the FAA, who is a higher authority than the Airport Corporation, all that stuff will be reflected when the environmental assessment comes out, which is why this is putting the cart before the horse. And I think that should be respected. As such, I'm not necessarily opposing this. I'm definitely not in favor because it's putting the cart before the horse. But a resolution for everybody involved is just to hold this off until the environmental assessment comes out. When that happens, then we will really see in a true document, in a legal document put out by the FAA, what they are really proposing. Otherwise, this is all prejudice. Now, I don't mean to speak against anybody. I think that everybody here has good intent. Most people, including people I've spoken with, the FAA feel this is not going to help noise unless you're laying down against it. It could even trap air toxins into the neighborhood by setting up a wall, depending on what direction the wind is coming from. It's just inappropriate at this point in time. Now, if they come out with the environmental assessment and we look at what's in there, and they do the noise study and they disclose in there, one of the comments would probably be that they haven't compared the noise levels to our community standards. What's in the city noise ordinance? It's not discussed in here, and it's probably not going to be in the environmental assessment. By doing this tonight would give the airport a reason to say we've already addressed it and not putting it in the environmental assessment. And that takes away the community's right to write comments about something that, if this goes through, they're going to say, we've already addressed it, when they haven't. There are concerns, too. I've just seen what happens at other airports and stuff like that. I know Mr. Hyu may feel that I just get up here like everybody else and speak. I know that when I first met Iftikhar Ahmad at the airport, when he came here from New Orleans, and I met with him and his staff in the conference room, I asked him, what does your staff tell you about me? Did you ask your staff about this guy, Mike Zarin? What does he know? He told me his staff said, Mike knows more about this airport than most people who work here do because he's been around it since he's been a teenager, and he studied it, and he's done work, and he does good advocacy work. So I don't know what else to do. I don't know necessarily that the berm is the right solution either. I do think that we should wait until the full environmental assessment comes out. And I think a solution that would be fair to everybody would just be to hold on to this resolution until we see what comes out in the environmental assessment. And that, in closing comments, is that I would just ask you and the president of the city council, as well as the committee, that we hold off on this until the final environmental assessment is done, and everything they're planning to do is disclosed. Everything that they're planning to do will be disclosed in the document. Anything that happens before that, such as this resolution, would be prejudice. So I ask you to hold this resolution until the environmental assessment, final environmental assessment, is complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Arum. Any other questions or comments from the public?
Good evening, Chair and Committee and Council members. Michelle Comar, Ward 1. I, too, agree with the comments said previously before me from Mr. Zarum and Mr. Langseth. I think this vote is premature. Having participated as a member of the public in the EIS and EAs for other RIAC projects, airport expansion, I believe that we should wait for the public comment period. Somehow, I thought I missed a public comment period because the council is submitting comments to RIAC outside of a public comment period. And I'm very concerned that you will mute yourselves and the public from further comment during the NEPA process. That's the National Environmental Policy Act required by EPA to evaluate if there are any significant environmental impacts from federally funded projects. That's the process we're in right now. It's mandated by the feds. And I think the city council is jumping in ahead of that process. I've never seen this happen before. And I'm very fearful that you're going to mute the rest of our public comments when they are supposed to come in at the appropriate time, which is an advertised public hearing for public comment, advertised by FAA, not RIAC, in our newspaper, in the Warwick Beacon, the Province Journal, and people will attend, their comments will be recorded, the city will submit comments. City has challenged the project purpose and need. That's the first step. Why do you need to expend federal money? Why do you need to impact the quality of life of residents nearby? If you submit this resolution, saying that you approve and request this berm, you're basically saying we agree with the project in need that we need this freight terminal. At the January meeting I attended, and I didn't recognize anybody, I might have missed you at that meeting at the Sawtooth Building, I asked RIAC, what's the purpose, what's the project need? What's the project description? Oh, we haven't developed that yet. That's just a couple months ago. How can you make comments when you don't know the project need? Bill DePasquale was one of our very knowledgeable planners that wrote many or all of the city's rebuttals in the environmental impact statements that were up for public comment. And they looked at everything from start to finish, the project need, the project description. Did they make sure they got all the categories to review for potential impacts? There's a whole list of them. I don't know if the council has that list and has looked at them, but I'm afraid this vote is going to mute the rest of our comments. RIAC's going to say this was addressed before the council. They love it, even though the public wasn't invited to these closed meetings that the city has had with RIAC. This is not part of the NEPA process. The NEPA process is public hearings, public comments, of which the City Council, the Planning Department, may all submit their comments at that time. I'm concerned that I heard after our dismissal of this committee to go into the Pledge of Allegiance, there was a private conversation between two councilmen, Lattiser, when Howe went over to Lattiser's desk. Councilman Howe, this is my interpretation of what I heard, so excuse me, my interpretation. You came back and repeated that, thank you, what your conversation was about. However, you tied in requesting this would help more with a favorable view of the freight terminal to FAA. This letter not only says, we love the berm, go for it, RIAC, we need it, even though the project hasn't been approved, and we don't know the environmental impacts, we don't have an acoustic engineer on hand to evaluate the berm's going to work. But let's approve it because they want the freight terminal. The freight terminal project need, I was told at this meeting in January, when I pressed them for it, was simply FedEx. FedEx doesn't have room for flights to go to Logan any longer. So FedEx contacted RIAC. We want to come into TF Green. So this is all centered around FedEx. If they bail out, we don't need this project. If FedEx continues with this, and the project need is there, they'll relocate all the cargo flights over to this area. But we don't know that yet. In January, they were starting to do design. They need the design to evaluate project impacts. They need a partial design, not 100% for construction, but some design. That wasn't ready in January. So I don't know what the council has in front of them. As lay people, and I am a lay person, I don't know acoustic engineering. I don't know if this berm's going to work. I don't know if the existing berms have worked to shield residents. But the council that I was used to and the city I was used to for prior projects, their take on it was, we're going to look out for the residents, the citizens of the city, not for RIAC's needs. And that's how it should be. RIAC's already got their team of specialists and all their attorneys. And they're not talking to the public. And a lot of misinformation I thought I received at the meeting I'm going to have to follow up with from their new consultants. RIAC has all new faces there. I would like the city council to do what they've done in the past to ensure that RIAC is complying with two agreements we have with the city of Warwick. The 1990s Memorandum of Understanding or Agreement, the MOU, I think that was done under Mayor Chafee. That has a voluntary curfew for flights that are causing all this disruption to residents and their sleep and their conversations in their yards, the need for berms. And the city council sued FAA for the runway expansion. That was an environmental impact statement. They sued them. And the city came into agreement with FAA, not RIAC, FAA, that, okay, we'll cease our suit of your record of decision, FAA, if we have these concessions. So the council worked on an agreement that was executed between FAA, RIAC, and the city. That's what I want. And all the residents should get this. From a city council and city looking out for the citizens, 100%. Not for RIAC's interests that they need to get a city's initial approval to let the city be selling their project to FAA in a better light. And I'm afraid this resolution gives approval for the cargo, the freight terminal at this other new location. So I agree with the other speakers before me. I think I'm not against this resolution. I am at this time. It's premature, and you're jumping ahead of a federal process. And I don't think you have jurisdiction to do that. That's just my opinion. I would like to see this come up in comments when you review the whole environmental assessment in totality for all the impacts. And maybe they left out some. Make your comments. After we have a public forum that the whole citizenry can participate in. Not closed meetings, not a city council resolution premature of a public hearing. So I just ask you to delay this for now and do what our city has done in the past and made comments at the appropriate time. They brought in an attorney to help them out that specialized in airports and aviation. If we need that, fine, hire somebody. But I don't think there's enough information here that you've reviewed, certainly not what the public has reviewed in all these closed meetings, which is going to be the subject of some public records requests in the future. So I thank you for your time this evening.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Council President.
Thank you. May I, there was actually, I want a clarification for a statement that was made. I normally would wait for the public comment to end, but I feel that that has to be done. I've been pretty much downright accused of working for RIAC, and I want to just kind of clarify this. I did go over to Councilman Latta, sir. I did state what I stated. The last part I have situation with, what I said was this is a positive move if that goes up. I said this would be a positive move. I did not say this would be good for the cargo. This will help the cargo. That is not my intent. I have no stake. I have no... My main thing, the reason why I ran in 2016, the reason why I've been serving, and the reason why today, every month, I take time to meet with RIAC is so that my city, and especially my constituents who live in Ward 3, live on Strawberry Field West, the people that I vowed to represent, made a request. And this is all this is. And again, ladies and gentlemen, my colleagues on the council, this is simply the city saying, if FAA and the airport move forward with this operation, we want a barrier put up for the constituents of Strawberry Field West. That I'll reserve the rest of my comments for after that, but I wanted to clarify. Councilman Lattister, just for the record, do you agree with the statement that I made that that was the conversation?
That is correct, Councilman. You simply said this is a good thing. It's a positive thing.
Meaning the barrier, and I want to clarify
nothing
that.
Was mentioned That's... about that other facility thing, whatever the heck it was.
Thank you, or any facility. Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Chairman.
I'm Don Fife, Ward 1. Mr. President, Mr. Chairman, members of the council, is this going to increase air traffic 24/7?
The resolution doesn't address that, sir.
Yes?
The resolution does not address air traffic.
The barrier that's going up will not silence the planes in the air coming and going. And has any study been done if it will affect the kids playing in the ball fields 100 yards from the runway?
That is also not included in this resolution.
Nothing as yet?
This is very specific to that one piece that the councilman highlighted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sir, what this does is, I'm writing this resolution in support to show the city is in support as well as the community that is affected on Strawberry Field West, where a proposed cargo area, cargo warehouse is going. All construction will be on airport property. What I'm asking is a barrier be put up on that end and that be included in the funding as they prepare to do this. So everything else that was discussed has nothing to do with the resolution. I am looking out for my constituents. That was the request of my constituents for a sound noise barrier along Strawberry Field on airport property that will protect the residents that are directly across. So to give you a visual where Taylor Rental is, I'm not, and please don't take it that I'm speaking like, I just want to give you an exact where the cell phone parking lot is. Everything over there, that's around where this barrier will go to protect the residents in that very heavily populated residential area.
But the barrier will not silence the planes when they're in the air, correct?
That's not in the that's not my intent of the resolution. Yes, sir.
Will this increase the traffic on Airport Road?
Sir, with all due respect, this resolution is purely about the barrier to protect the residents in that neighborhood. We're not speaking of the cargo. We're speaking of asking them, should they go forward with the project, that this be included in the funding.
I request that this resolution be held until further information is gathered and processed. Respectfully. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Good evening. Barry Cook, 109 Namqua Drive. I'm also president of the Walk Taxpayers Association. I must say that I came this evening to be better informed about this resolution. Quite frankly, I didn't learn anything at all during this entire discussion. I understand what Mr. Howe's intent was. I understand what the resolution is meant to do. Quite frankly, my sentiments lie with the people who have spoken before me. And I truly believe that we don't have enough information, and you folks don't have enough information to act on this resolution. Now, without getting too far astray here, I do want to comment that it seems of late this study council is predisposed to act without all the information necessary to make an informed decision. Now, I'm not going to go upstream. I'm just going to leave it at that. This is another example, as I see it, as members of my association see it, an attempt to move these things forward without providing the public with the information necessary for us to make an informed decision as it relates to your actions. We are here this evening to learn about this resolution, how it's going to impact the people closest, and how it might impact the rest of us in the city. And I'm going to leave the meeting tonight not knowing any more than when I came here. And that's a disappointment. It seems to me, if in fact the city council wants to represent the city's best interest, thus our best interest, you should be acting with all the necessary information. Again, based on what I've heard tonight, the two gentlemen, the three gentlemen, Michelle's testimony, and what I've heard, I think the best course of action this evening is to pass on this. It seems to me that if there's an environmental impact statement, which I've read about now in several different articles, in the Beacon and in the Journal, then we ought to wait for the environmental impact statement. Now, I've traveled across this country by train. I've driven across this country by automobile. I've flown across this country, and as a result, I've been to many airports. I've seen barriers along 95 going south. I've seen them all through Florida where there's an airport. Now, I don't know what they've done, what the purpose of their berms serve, but I know that, I hope that those people making those decisions in other states have done a lot more homework than appears to have been done here. Now, again, just in closing, I don't intend to be argumentative. I'm not here to argue with anybody. I'm not here to debate with anybody. I just want to say in closing, my observation and many of my people in my association, which is now 100 members throughout the city, our observation is you people act too quickly. You make decisions with less than the facts. And tonight, this is another example. And it means to me that we're going to be looking forward to a similar position when it comes time to discuss the school board issues, because again, there are more secretive meetings that we're not privy to. I request that you postpone your decision this evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Zyram again, Mr. Chair. I'd like to request through you as chair, just a quick rebuttal to something Mr. Howe said after I spoke.
I'm sorry, you've already had your time, sir.
Well, then I believe your decision will be prejudiced. I'd like to rebut something that Mr. Howe said, and I believe it's a public forum, and I'd just like to briefly say that.
I'm sorry, sir, no. But we have to follow the rules that you've
Well, I'd ask Mr. Howe to submit his comments for this through the process, through the environmental assessment and the city's comments.
Are there any other comments from the public? Any other comments from the public? Councilor.
I'd request unanimous consent of the committee to allow members of the public each an additional 5 minutes to speak, specifically to accommodate Mr. Zyram, but if any other members of the public would like to speak, then they would receive equal treatment of an additional 5 minutes.
Does he need someone on the committee to make that? If someone has to, on the committee has to make that. You're not on the committee, so it's up to the committee members.
No. Councilman Howe?
I'll refer, if you don't mind, I'll save my comments for the end. I welcome Councilman Lattiser. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Chairman. I just want to point out something at this point. I'll reserve additional comments when it comes to the full floor. But unless I'm missing something, I would point out that in my package for PCR 26-23, I don't see anything in here that talks or speaks or indicates about environmental studies, et cetera, et cetera. So there's been some concerns that kind of jump into my head at this point, but I don't have anything in here about that. So I'm not sure where that's coming from in terms of environmental studies or required environmental studies or not. I don't know where that is. Thank you. And by the way, I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that looking at the face of this resolution that's in front of me, I don't have that information, and that is a concern. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lattiser. Councilman Lattiser. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Chairman. And with all the reason why that's not in your packet, and thank you for identifying that, is because this is clear cut and dry, very simple. The RIAC is putting forward a proposal, and in the process of getting permits from the federal and the state for warehouses, there's a where they want to put the vehicle areas, so the roads come off Post Road on airport property, so they're going to have a road that goes to where the proposed warehouses are. I am, as a member of the city, representing my constituents on Strawberry Field West, and I will say, not hastily and not obnoxiously, but factually, none of the speakers live. They requested some sort of protection in the resolution as we move forward for the funding. This has nothing to do with environmental study. This is purely a resolution of our city saying within the funding, whatever the outcome may be between the FAA and the federal government and the city with our input, we want this berm, this barrier, to protect the residents that request, the citizens that requested me to do this, so that they, the trucks that are going or the airport. I will not and I cannot speak on airport operations. I am doing this. We are speaking to the citizens of Strawberry Field West. And absolutely, as one of the speakers said, this never happened before. Absolutely, it never happened before. And I'm proud to say that it's happening now. I am sitting before you, my colleagues, in the only city that sponsors an airport, saying, let's protect our citizens and build a wall, build a barrier to protect the citizens on that street that are adjacent to an airport. Never been done before. I thank the spokesperson for saying that, because that is a fact. And we are getting it done, the city and this council. We are not putting the cart before the horse. This is protection. This is looking out for our city. Everything at the January 10th informational meeting at the Sawtooth Building that RIAC reserved that space for, they welcomed people to come and to speak and to find out. They looked at blueprints. They had their conversations. That is a separate discussion from this. That's where all the concerns. Everything about this project is posted on the website. To reiterate, this is a request, a resolution. Please, colleagues, please hear this. It is a resolution to request
a barrier be put up to protect my constituents at the cost, to be included of the cost, should this project continue and go forward. Never done before. I love that. I'm going to say it again and again. And this is in support of a barrier. It has nothing to do with the planes in the sky. It has nothing to do with the planes landing and coming and going, what the schedules are, how it works, the airport operations. Purely, I am asking one thing, that the if they move forward with this project, after their environmental impact studies, nothing to do with this, after their operations and federal grants and everything else they go for, that they include in their funding a barrier to protect Warwick citizens, my constituents, who support it, who are not here speaking against it, who are affected by it. I am doing my job looking out for my constituents in this area. That's all it is. Everything else right now has nothing to do with this resolution. So I thank you so much, Chairman.
Do I hear a motion?
The mic's not on.
Good. Sir, you're not on the mic, and the chairman has to recognize you. Chairman, I believe you called for a vote.
Yes, I called for a motion.
I make a motion for favorable action.
Do I hear a second?
Second, though I may have an amendment later on of the full floor.
Hear a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The third item on the agenda is PCR 28-23, a resolution relative to the omnibus withdrawal of docketed items vacated by past council members or determined no longer relevant, necessary, or ready for action by current sponsors. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, this is just a housekeeping thing to clean up, to withdraw items that were currently docketed. There's a number of items that were docketed a number of years ago that were addressed at different avenues. There's things docketed for members that are no longer on the council. So it just is just clearing up a housekeeping issue. And this does not stop any current council member from redocketing anything at this time. This is just to clear the backlog that we have. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from the committee? Questions or comments from the council? Questions or comments from the public? Do I hear a motion?
Favorable action.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It is now 7:59, and the Intergovernmental Committee now is ended.
The next committee to meet is Public Properties, Land Use Committee, and Community Affairs, and that can take place at this time. Thank you.